Contributing to Legal Processes, Part 3. These establishments have a duty to effectively safeguard and promote the welfare of children and young people, which should include protection of harm from self, protection of harm from adults, protection of harm from peers. You should also be aware of the Children and Family Court Advisory and Support Service, CAFCAS. CAFCAS's functions include safeguard and promote the welfare of children who are the subject of family proceedings. Advise any court about any application made in such proceedings. Make provision for children to be represented in such proceedings. Provide information, advice, and other support for children and their families. Assess risk. Healthcare professionals must have a strong knowledge of how their role could be affected by, or connected to, the criminal justice system, different criminal organizations, and different courts. In your responsibilities, you should be aware of the legal and professional responsibilities of a professional witness in the stages of the court process. This is a statutory duty when you are under the burden of proof. Be able to present safeguarding or child protection concerns verbally and in writing for professional and legal purposes as required and as appropriate to your role, including case conferences, court proceedings, core groups, strategy meetings, family group conferences, and for children and families. Recognize when additional support is needed in managing suspected child maltreatment, including support with all legal and court activities. A summary of the justice system. There are three types of courts in England and Wales. Criminal, where a crime has been committed and there is a reasonable chance of prosecution. Civil, where disputes between individuals and organisations are heard. Family, where disputes regarding family matters are heard, for example, divorce proceedings, custody of children claims, and some safeguarding concerns. Criminal courts are split between magistrates' courts and crown courts. All cases will initially be heard at a magistrates' court, and most will end at this stage as these deal with summary offences. There is no jury in a magistrates' court, they are heard by a panel of three magistrates. Summary offences are crimes with a maximum imprisonment sentence of 6 months or a fine of up to £5,000. If the crime is more serious than this, and the sentence will be more severe if a conviction is achieved, then the case will be referred to a crown court. Crown courts are used for hearing cases where the maximum penalty is above that of 6 months' imprisonment or a greater fine than £5,000. They are heard by a jury of their peers, consisting of 12 members, chosen through jury duty. The burden of proof within the types of courts differs. In a criminal court, either magistrates or crown, the burden is beyond reasonable doubt. In a civil court, the burden is considered on the balance of probabilities. You may be called as an expert witness. This can occur when an opinion on a technical point is needed during a trial. This may include determining the severity of an injury, where sanity may be in question, or anything else that may require additional expertise beyond that of a layperson.